president. I called the president. President, we need the National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
On that ball. Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from there.
Yo! And welcome back to the Fix Sports Podcast, which is the realest and the blackest sports podcast you have ever heard in your entire life. I'm coming straight from the south, going down out of your shop, talk right in your ear hole the way we do it right here on the Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com. I'm your host with the most, Joseph Ward, a man with the plan. And here giving you what you need. Got my fan, you homecoming shirt on because, you know, we fresh off this homecoming weekend. A lot of people talking about don't eat, don't sleep, just do homecoming. Fuck that. I ate and I slept because I had real life shit to do. You heard me? So that's how I went down, but I did enjoy myself at the game, and I'll bring you up to speed on that, especially in my HBCU spotlight. But before we go ahead and get into it, remember that the Fix Sports Podcast is brought to you by On the Shoulders of Giants. And On the Shoulders of Giants provides you easy access to the stories of the sung and unsung histories of the African diaspora through the African History Book Series, the African History Blog Series, the On the Shoulders of Giants YouTube channel, the On the Shoulders of Giants, I'm drawing a blank, I'm tripping, the On the Shoulders of Giants nonprofit organization, the On the Shoulders of Giants African History Curriculum app, the On the Shoulders of Giants online courses, which is available on Patreon. So just visit www.patreon.com/OTSOG, as well as the On the Shoulders of Giants nonprofit organization. And the last thing is face-to-face classes, educational sessions, keynote speaking sessions, anything you need. So On the Shoulders of Giants is bringing you information, whether it's digital or face-to-face, easy access information at your fingertips that you can get with On the Shoulders of Giants. All you got to do is visit www.OnTheShoulders1.com. Make sure you subscribe to the On the Shoulders of Giants YouTube channel, youtube.com/OTSOG. Like I said, become a patron on Patreon, www.patreon.com/OTSOG. That way you can learn more about On the Shoulders of Giants and get these stories of these sung and unsung, mostly unsung heroes of the African diaspora that we normally don't learn about. So you don't have to learn about two or three people during Black History Month. And also, we make Black History Month every day. So once again, that's www.ontheshoulders1.com or www.ontheshoulders.org. Really going down in the mud-style. So, man, I'm kind of crunk. I've been listening to the David Banner podcast. He had T-Pain on and the boys a while. I was laughing my ass off the boys a while. I don't usually cross-promote like that, but if you don't listen to the David Banner podcast, you might want to check it out. Oh, yeah. Speaking of promote, shout-out to Patrick Irvin and Enigma September, my podcast mates, for holding it down right here on the Freedom Train Network. So make sure you check out the Enigma September Hour every Friday at 10:30 p.m. live right here on the Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com and the Enigma September YouTube channel. So go subscribe to that. Make sure you also check out Lessons from the Screen with my homeboy Patrick every Thursday right here on the Freedom Train Network, www.freedomtrainradio.com, or wherever you receive your podcast. And remember, every Wednesday you get the Freedom Train Podcast Series, the signature show, every Wednesday, www.freedomtrainradio.com. That way we get down, we stay down, we do down how we do. Make sure y'all go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Freedom Train Network. Follow us on Facebook, Freedom Train Network. Follow us on Twitter, Freedom Train Net. And shit, man, we out here. So wherever you receive your podcast, but mainly check out our podcast on Stitcher and Radio Public. That way you can go ahead and get down with us and be cool in life. You know what I'm talking about? Be somebody in life, right? There you rocking with the Freedom Train Network, a black-owned, pro-black podcast network, media network designed for us, by your homeboys, and can't nobody tell us what the motherfuck to do, because we own this bitch in your mind. Going down. All right, so short time period, but I got a lot to get into. So let me go ahead and give you my rundown, then we can go ahead and get into it. So HBCU Spotlight is shined on FAMU for their homecoming victory, but mainly the quarterback Ryan Stanley for his heroics lifting FAMU to a clutch win over North Carolina Central University. HBCU News, Virginia State University's marching band is suspended during a hazing investigation. Kaylin Newton and three other players are set to transfer from Howard. Where they going? Hell, I don't know, but we're going to goddamn find out together, ain't we? What's funny, I'm here for it, though. Shaq and Dame Lillard got a rap battle going on. And you know, a lot of people saying Shaq winning, a lot of people saying Dame Willie. I don't think none of one of the motherfuckers winning, but I'm here for it. Keep dropping songs. Both want to drop two songs. Keep dropping songs. I'm here for it. Then we're going to get more into that. A black woman wrestler named Tamara Mensah Stop. She wins her first wrestling title. So we're going to big her up. We're going to talk about this Triple G fight that happened last Saturday. I say he barely got out of it. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know how the hell to pronounce the dude's name that he was fighting, so I'm going to make up a name for his ass, and if he don't like it, I don't know what he's going to do about it. He's going to try to fight me, I hit him with something, I don't know, but I can't say that motherfucking name. But Allyson Felix, track legend Allyson Felix, yes, I'm using that word legend, she's broken Usain Bolt's medal record, so we're going to big her up and show her some love for that. Them trash ass Washington Redskins with them trash ass mustard colored pants finally fired Jay Gruden as their head coach. So we're gonna talk about that. Gonna get into this Major League Baseball playoff picture. Cause remember last show I told y'all playoffs were here. Now the playoffs have started. So I'm gonna give you the breakdown on who's winning, who's not, who made it past the wild card and all that shit. Give you an update on week 6 of college football. The week 5 of the NFL. Also, the NHL season has started. So, hockey is back. Motherfucking hockey back. So, we're going to talk about that. The WNBA finals are here. So, I'm going to bring you up to speed on who's winning, who's not winning, who balling, who ain't balling. Bleacher Report, I believe with the Bleacher Report. Yeah, the Bleacher Report put out their top 50 NBA players of all time. We're going to go over that, but they left Allen Iverson off that shit. Yeah. I think they crazy as fuck. So we're going to talk about that. So I got two things in my Monday rant. Clarissa Shields and the Haberzin fight was canceled because of a pre-fight brawl, I think, at the weigh-in that left Haberzin's trainer. He got punched in the head. He had to go to the hospital, so the fight was canceled. So it's a lot of back and forth with that to bring up speed on that. And the last thing is, getting on Kansas's, the University of Kansas basketball team, but the athletic director of Kansas, his name is Jeff Long, he invited Snoop Dogg out to perform for their little late night college basketball introduction shit. It's Snoop with Snoop, minus the weed, as far as we can see. Yeah, strippers and everything, and they like, oh my God, Snoop did this shit, oh my God, like, bitch, dumb bitch, you know goddamn well who the fuck you goddamn book for this shit. So Jeff Long end up apologizing for that. So we're going to crack on his dumb ass and all the folk who brought Snoop out thinking Snoop ain't going to be Snoop. But let's go ahead and jump into this HBCU Spotlight there, shall. You know how I got to do that HBCU Spotlight there, shall. So for everybody who be hating, everybody who don't even know, go ahead and put your hands together because we get Lala, 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 this past weekend was FAMU's homecoming, and you know, don't nobody really do it like they do it down here at Bragg on the heights of Seven Hills, you heard me? My school, my motherfucking school, you heard me? But more than that, quarterback Ryan Stanley showed up, the play showed up and showed out, so he had a pretty good game, so that's how he ended up in this HBCU spotlight. So, Bragg Memorial Stadium has seen another instant classic as Florida A&M clinched another close victory at home, right? And it was close. Actually, fam, you should have blew them boys out. Fam, you really should have blew North Carolina Central out, but things went left, things went right, and everything wasn't really rolling their way like they wanted to, so they didn't really blow them out like they should have, because they, the first drive, 3 plays, 61 seconds, they scored a touchdown. North Carolina Central, most of the game, couldn't necessarily handle the receivers, but all the play calling for FAMU wasn't all great, and so it ended up being a 28-21 win, but let me read some up. This time around, North Carolina Central was the victim as the Rattlers struck again late in the game, winning 28-19. And Xavier, I forgot his last name, but he's the receiver number 19. He motherfucking balled out, so shout out to Xavier. I'm going to try to remember his last name. So, a quick recap. The final score, like I said, 28-21. Ryan Stanley, who's in the HBCU spotlight, the quarterback, had 319 passing yards. There were 77 rushing yards for FAMU, 22 touchdowns, and 2 forced turnovers. All right. Xavier Smith is the receiver's name. Things got heated in the fourth quarter. With the score tied at 14, Ryan Stanley manufactured a 74-yard drive to take the lead. He connected to Xavier Smith from 13 yards out. The Eagles did not back down either, because FAMU defense really didn't show up like they were supposed to this game. So FAMU scored, and then North Carolina Central went down on the 7-play, 77-yard drive that tied the game at 21. We was like, oh my goodness, my nigga, we need to go back to Joe Bullitt as the in-game announcer, because the dude who was the in-game announcer, he ain't really that live, though. But it was doing everything they can to get the crowd hype. It was hot as shit. I'm talking about the sun won that day. Fam, you won the game, but the sun won. Everybody who 30 and up after that game, they at home and had to take a nap. I'll tell you, the sun won that day. It was 2 o'clock start, and it was hot as shit. I'm glad. And right, this tight ass fan, you shirt I got on, right? One of my little homeboy brought the shirt for me for the little tight ass shirt, right? And I was gonna wear it to the game, but on the back, if you can see, it got an old city girl saying to my act up. You can get. I like, man, I'm a grown ass man. I can't be walking around with no city girl saying on my back. So I ain't wear the game. I'm glad I wore my white T-shirt, not this, because I would probably die that day. But anyway, so Davius Richard connected with Tyler Burns for a 16-yard touchdown pass. That was North Carolina Central, right? That tied the game up in the fourth quarter at 21. With about 4 minutes left in the game, because I was talking to me and my homeboy Javar was at the game, and I was like, all right, they got 4 minutes. They put together a 4-minute drive, gone down there, it's over, we ain't got shit to worry about. And guess what they did? Put together a 4-minute drive, went down there, and they ain't had shit to worry about, right? They listened to me. They ain't really listen to me, but they listened to me. You know what I'm talking about? So the Rattlers drove back down the field. Stanley's arm resulted in another touchdown for his team to that motherfucker boy, Xavier Smith. The drive left 25 seconds on the clock for the Eagles, and their offense ain't that good. Their offense really, North Carolina Central, their offense ain't that good, right? The drive was on his fourth play when Andrew Hines intercepted Richard's pass to end the Eagles' comeback attempt. And Andrew Hines, he had a rough game. So I'm glad he got that pick, because they was picking on his ass all game. The middle was open. Across the back was open. Andrew Hines, you got to step it up, that boy. But you came through in the end to wrap it up. But they was picking on you. When the dust settled, the Rattlers came out on top after another big-time performance by Ryan Stanley. Like I said, he threw for 304 yards and 4 touchdowns in the win. Davius Richard played tough as he gained 40 rushing yards and 220 passing yards. That's North Carolina Central quarterback. He accounted for all of the Eagles' touchdowns. FAMU will be looking to improve to a 5-game win streak when they go to Orangeburg, South Carolina next week. When they play South Carolina State, which they better beat them boys. FAMU good though. FAMU ain't trash. FAMU got a good football team, so they should be able to go to Orangeburg and go up against South Carolina State and do their thing. But man, it was exciting, man. I'm tell you like this. If you ain't ever went to a HBCU homecoming, your life ain't right. You ain't really nobody in life if you ain't ever been to a HBCU homecoming. But two HBCU homecomings, maybe three, that you need to go to. FAMU, for one. North Carolina A&T, and maybe Howard. But I know FAMU and A&T, them two HBCU homecomings. If you're a black person in America, you ain't ever went to no HBCU homecoming, what is your life doing? What are you doing with your life? You ain't talking about nothing in your life. But shout out to Ryan Stanley, that boy Ryan Stanley. Shout out to them FAMU snakes, them rattlers out there that went and got that homecoming win. But behind Ryan Stanley's 304 yards and four touchdowns. So that's how homeboy ended up making the HBCU spotlight. Not just because I'm being a homer, even though, yeah, I am being a homer. Hell, it's my goddamn podcast. And if you don't like it, go do your goddamn podcast by yourself and be a motherfucking homer on your podcast, right? But shout out to Ryan Stanley. Shout out to Coach Willie Shotgun, Ray Simmons, and all them for bringing home the victory. And the FAMU for bringing home that homecoming victory, because you got to win homecoming. You got to win homecoming. So, man, y'all go ahead and put your hands together for Ryan Stanley and them Rattlers and William Shotgun Ray Simmons for doing that. Homecoming game. Really went down in the hay, went down in the south for real. It was so goddamn hot, boy.
Bam.
All right. Man, it was a good game. Should have been a blowout, but it was a good game. FAMU pulled out the victory, and they did their thing. So I'm proud of these. The Rattler, like my homeboy Caleb Daddy, stay going out there. See them snakes, that boy. Y'all boy going to see them snakes. Yeah, we're going to see them snakes. And the snakes pulled it out. They did their thing, man. It was kind of close at some point. It's kind of close. Okay, Luton, motherfucker, homecoming game. Okay, Luton, motherfucker, homecoming game. But we ain't losing motherfucking homecoming game. So the city was on fire the whole week. The city was on fire. It went down. Like I said, if you ain't ever experienced no HBCU homecoming, particularly FAMU in North Carolina A&T, and you black and in America, you ain't serious about being black. You just ain't serious about being black. So shout out to that. So, man, that's my HBCU spotlight, man. So you know how we close. Lay la la. You got to see the man play this. To be in the stadium. Y'all hit it. That's the HBCU spotlight there, Shaw. Yeah, that HBCU spotlight that shot. The HBCU spotlight. All right, so HBCU news, right? Virginia State University's marching band suspended during hazing investigation. What the hell is going on, right? So Virginia State University's marching band is the latest to be silenced due to hazing allegations. I can't believe motherfuckers still hazing. Everybody who got caught up in that need their ass whooped. Y'all still hate? Y'all ain't learned from FAMU? FAMU done motherfucking killed somebody. They done motherfucking killed somebody. No, y'all still hazing? Yeah, y'all deserve everything you get. Because it ain't like you don't know. Because you motherfuckers know. And y'all still hazing? Yeah. Haze these nuts in your mouth. How about that, right? So, Virginia State announced via email on Friday that the Trojan explosion... Hey, that sounds like a bad condom. I ain't gonna lie. That sounds like a horrible condom, a Trojan explosion. Or a good condom. But it sounds like a bad condom. It sounds like a condom. Sounds like a dude in there thrusting. He and that bitch getting it, but he and that bitch stroking that ass. And the condom break right before he busts. He let that thing go. That's that Trojan explosion. That's what that sounds like to me. Because I'm a nasty motherfucker. I don't care. So I be thinking about sex a lot. I think about sex often. But anyway. So the Trojan Explosion is suspended as it investigates hazing allegations, some of which have been substantiated. Ooh. All performances are suspended according to the message, pending the completion of the VSU police and the marching band's investigation. VSU director of bands, James Holden Jr., recommended the suspension. I'm going to do his voice. Certainly, the band leadership shares the administration's philosophy that VSU does not condone any form of hazing and maintains a zero tolerance policy. That's what he wrote in the newsletter. Members of the band who do not uphold the values of the Trojan Explosion, the broken condom, right when you're nutting, you know. The marching band violates VSU's policies and or code of Virginia will be disciplined accordingly, right? So the Trojan Explosion suspension comes after it. Comes almost a year after another CIAA band, Bowie State Symphony of Soul, was suspended from doing off-campus performances for an entire year. Everybody who involved in that need their ass whooped. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. You need to be slapped in your motherfucking face. If you still out here hazing, stop hazing. What's so hard about that? What's so hard about that? If you got haze, so what? Get the fuck over it. Stop hazing, motherfuckers. I don't understand what's so hard about that. Motherfuckers is stupid these days. Is it that serious? Cause like that shit don't get like bands and fraternities. Fuck y'all hazing folk. Fuck y'all hazing folk. Why are you putting people through this physical stuff? You ain't got to beat nobody for you to be down with them. What y'all fake ass spies or something? I mean, come on, man. Come on, help me understand. What's the purpose of the hazing when you know your dumb ass can't haze? But guess what? Guess what? Your dumb ass keep hazing. Stop hazing. Is it so hard to stop hazing? Is it that hard? Or are y'all just that stupid? Which one? I think you're that stupid because I think there's a lot of people who stupid out here in this world. There's a lot of stupid people in this world. And it seemed to be some in this Trojan Explosion because you motherfuckers can't get through your thick ass skulls that keep your hands to yourself. How hard is it to keep your hands to yourself? Keep your hands to yourself. Trojan Explosions. That's a horrible band name, by the way. Maybe it's horrible to me because I think about sex a lot and I work in the sex field and I know about Trojans exploding. And when I think of Trojan Explosion, I mean broken condom to me. So maybe it's just me. But that's a horrible nickname for a band, the Trojan Explosion. Y'all tell me. But stop hazing. Stop hazing. I'm going to look right into the camera. If you're just listening to the audio, I'm right up in the goddamn microphone. Stop hazing. Stop motherfucking hazing. Is it that hard to stop doing? Stop hazing. It ain't that hard. I know y'all not remedial, but you acting real remedial. Stop hazing. It's just that simple. Don't put your hands or do dumb shit to people. And the motherfuckers, don't let nobody do that to you. Stop hazing. How about that? Trojan Explosions. Dumbasses. But anywho, man, that's what happened with Virginia State University and the Trojan Explosion. There it is. Broken Condom Brand. The Broken Condom Band. All right, so the only reason we really, I ain't gonna lie to you, the only reason we really talk about this because Cam Newton, his big brother. Just being real. But Kalen ain't trash, though. Kalen ain't trash. He just ain't Cam. You know what I'm talking about? But Kalen ain't trash, though. But Kalen Newton and three other players are looking to transfer from Howard. What happened? Dum, dum, dum. What happened, right? Last week, reports of Howard quarterback Kalen Newton redshirting hit the timelines. Now confirmed, it seems to be more than just Newton who will be looking for a way out of the Bison program. No. No way. Said no way. Yes way. So after announcements on social media, four Howard players have entered the transfer portal. Caleb Newton confirmed his interest in transferring. Around the same time, defensive back John Smith IV, that might be the sixth, I don't know, but John Smith IV, I think. I'd be fucking up my Roman noodles. My Roman numerals. Some call them Roman noodles. I'd be fucking them up. So, but John Smith, he transferring. Linebacker Iggy Reynoso and running back Khaled Dorsey all confirmed their intentions to transfer. So Khaled said, I officially entered my name into the NCAA transfer portal. I still have 3 years of eligibility left, and I am looking for a new home. I want to thank the Howard University family and community for welcoming me with open arms. Forever a Bison boy. He lying. This is a tweet from Kalen Newton. I'm trying to bring it up so I can read it more better. Saying, making the decision to attend Howard University has been the best decision I have made and has caused me to not only grow as an athlete but as a man. So I want to first take the opportunity to thank my fellow Bison for allowing me to be a part of not only, I forgot the O and only, but not only a growing community of intellectuals but also a dedicated football program. Hallelujah! Throughout my years at Howard, I have had the opportunity to meet some of the most powerful and influential people in this country while playing alongside brothers I'll have for life. To my teammates, thank you for having my back through it all. However, after speaking with my family and some of the greats who have played at this prestigious university, they all have contributed to giving me the clarity and guidance to make the decision I think is best for my future. I'm reading it slow because some of the words kind of cut off. So I think he said, I will finish what I started academically by graduating this May. That's what's up. Get a brother some claps for graduating in May. As of my athletic career, I have officially declared to be put into the NCAA transfer portal with 2 years left of eligibility. That's what's up. He graduating with 2 years left of eligibility. Man, that boy smart. Thank you, Henry Davis and Dr. Wayne Frederick, for your unwavering support and for giving me the opportunity of a lifetime to be your quarterback. I persevere and thrive on adversity. If knocked down, I will get up every time. Navy SEALs Creed. Thank you, HU, for your support through my athletic transition. I will always be a Howard Bison. Hashtag Bison Pride. Well, you know, always. Yeah, all right. Well, so Kalen getting the hell up out of there. So, yeah, them boys leaving, man. So, we're going to see what happens next. You know, of course, you know I'm going to stay abreast on this story, keep you all up on top of this story. I might have just used a breast in the wrong context, but I don't give a shit. But I'm going to keep y'all up to date on what's going on, especially with Kalen Newton. See where he goes and see why he chose a particular school. He might be trying to get that Jalen Hurts. So we don't know. But, yeah, man, there it is, man. But that's our HBCU news, man. So let's get into some funny shit, though. And I'm on. Let me try to pull up because I'm going to just play a little bit. Try to see if I can play a little bit, but Dame Dollar, Damon Lillard, and Shaq, they got a rap battle going on right now. Hey, nah, but what's cool about it is it's fun. It's a fun rap battle, and we've been looking for rap battles for a little minute though. You know what I'm saying? And it's a little bit of that Shaq.
Oh.
told him he dressed like a thot. Hey, so that's Shaq. That's a little bit of Shaq. So let me give you a little bit of Dame Dollar. His I rest my case. His second one. This Dame Dollar. That was Shaq's second track. This Dame Dollar second track.
He gets to work and he know it, but fans ride you. I know you know when niggas really love you, they lie too. And it hit different when pressure really applied, fool. Who be cutting checks and it's being sponsored aside. I can walk away and not lose a second of sleep.
Oh.
Run up on the woof because I got the texture of sheep. With my bullshit, I profess a lesson in beef.
What?
Paying cash to write is deceased to pay for relief.
He's
a crowd chaser. Even after all the success, fake love on the camera, he capping all at the desk. Ghost riders on deck. Check the bars, no chest, hailing from the land of the
mic. Yeah.
No flex, you're not a rapper. You comedy, commentary, and actor. Feed them with a slingshot, you better call the pastor. David and Goliath, your stature's a non-factor.
Non-factor.
They really love you, they scatter and contact
them. Contact them.
Let it be, cause no weapons gon' ever prosper.
Prosper.
Remember, you're a cop with endorsements, and you're a doctor.
Doctor.
I'ma get the Tommy and do the diesel like...
Now, I'ma be real with you. This shit is hilarious to me, though. I'm telling you, though, this shit is hilarious to me, though. I'm loving it. I'm here for it. We ain't had no real good rap beef from real rappers, from cats who dedicate their whole career to being rappers. So we all in. I'm all in on this Shaq and Dame Dollar. To me, Dame has better flow. Shaq punchlines hitting a little, but it's not a good, to me overall, it's not like a good battle. It's not one of them battles that you take serious. It's all fun and games to me. So it's not something that we should write down in history and remember, but it's hilarious because Shaq being who he is, and then you got Dame. Dame pulling out these lyrics, these bars. Dame, I ain't gonna lie, Dame, I like Dame flow. I really do like Dame's flow. Dame's flow is tight, but Shaq, you know what I'm saying? Shaq ain't backing down. Like, I was talking to my homeboy. They were like, Dame killing Shaq. I like, ain't nobody really killing, no, in my opinion. Nobody's really killing anybody in this. You know, Dame got a couple bars throwing at Shaq. But they hitting, but they not truthful. In reality, though, and, of course, you got to give Dame more time. But Shaq, if we're just talking about rapping, Shaq is more successful than Dame in rapping. Shaq is more successful than Dame on the court. Now, that don't mean shit when it comes to battles, though. Let's be real, though. That don't mean shit when it comes to battles. Nobody care the success you had in the past. Nobody even care if you won a championship last year. What them bars talking about. That's what it come down to, what them bars talking about. And to me, both bars kind of not too far from each other. I don't want to declare a winner because it's just hilarious to me, and I want them to drop more songs. See, this all started when Dame was on the Joe Budden podcast, and they asked him was he better than Shaq, and he said he was better than Shaq, so Shaq dropped the song on him. And then Dame dropped a song. Then Shaq dropped a song. Then Dame dropped a song. So I just played you. What you just heard was the 2 second songs from Shaq and Dame. So it's just, man, I'm here for it, man. I'm loving it, man. Keep coming. Hey, who want to rap battle me? I'm down to rap battle anybody. I hit you with the left. I hit you with the right. I hit you in your eye and you make you good night. I'm just playing. I can actually rap way better than that. I'm just playing. Because I'm just hyped because this shit is funny. It's hilarious, man. Come on, man. You got Shaq and Dame, dog. Because the NBA need this right now. The NBA really do need this because don't nobody pay attention to the NBA offseason. Football is king in America. Football is king. The NBA need this right now. Dame and Shaq. Shaq and Dame. Dame Dollar Shaq. Boo. And this one of the disconnects in this battle is the new school versus the old school. So cats who was like myself, who was around, who remember Shaq dropping platinum albums back in the day, we know Shaq can rap, and we know Shaq's success as a rapper, and we know his collaborations. Says, you know, Dame saying he in the studio with this dude. And Shaq like, I've been in the studio with this dude. So it's just hilarious, man, that you got these two dudes who they just dropping diss tracks on each other. I mean, shit, the last beef we had was what? Eminem and was it Eminem and MGK? Or was it Drake and Pusha T? Pusha won that. Pusha T won the battle with Drake, because Drake apparently let people talk him out of replying. Wink, yeah, okay, Drake, yeah. And then, now wink with the wrong eye. How the fuck I wink with the wrong eye? But and then, you know, the last ones I remember is Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem. And surprisingly, I thought Eminem was going to get him, but Machine Gun Kelly got Eminem. I wish I had my dog Doc. I wish I had. Hold on. Let me call Doc Rick. Let me see what Doc doing. Let me call Doc. This shit is funny, man. They got damn. Hey, Doc. Let me call my dog Doc, man. Let me put him on speakerphone. See if he answers. Let me see if my dog answers. Cause this is hilarious, man. Shaq and Dame Dollar Dog. Let me call my dog. Let me see if he out. He might not have. He might be doing real life stuff while I'm out here getting my podcast songs, talking about their rap beats. You heard me? But we're going to see. Get your rap on. I get your rap.
You read the voicemail.
Oh. You don't have to leave a voicemail. You don't have to leave a voicemail on.
At the tone.
Uh-oh. Oh, here you go. Doc. Hey, boy, I'm on this podcast, and I'm talking about this Shaq and this Dame Dollar. Tell me this shit ain't funny, dog.
Man, listen, man. First of all, I didn't think it was going to be, Hey, man. Listen, Shaq jumped out there with the Dame Dollar disc first.
Yeah,
huh?
He did. Yeah, yes, because, you know, Dame was on the Joe Budden podcast, and they asked him if he better than Shaq, and so after that, Shaq dropped the diss song on him.
Right. And he said, what he said? He talked about the man, he talked about the contract.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. I listen, Shaq's my bad, man. I just like Dame a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. It's hilarious, but I thought Dame's now.
Dame flow is definitely better than Shaq's. Like right now, Dame's flow. All right, I'm gonna be real. I don't think nobody winning. I don't want nobody to win. I just want them to keep dropping songs. This shit's funny to me, man.
The second Shaq was
it was okay. I'm gonna send it to you because I just played little snippets on the podcast for about 30-40 seconds so you can kind of hear what's going on. But I'm gonna send it to you though. But it's like it's not bad. Both like neither out of the four songs, none of the four songs are bad. I just don't want no real winner because I want them to keep going because hey, we need this right now.
Yeah, oh, and that's
when
Dame dropped another one?
Yeah, because Dame dropped two and Shaq done dropped two.
Oh, see, I only heard one from Dame. I heard the Rain, what was it, Rain, Go Away?
Yeah, what's the name of this Dame? The Dame is I Rest My Case. That's the second one called I Rest My Case.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
But
I just wait for Kobe to jump in.
Man, Kobe better sit his goddamn ass down. Hey, bro, but I'm just saying, like I was telling my audience, though, because think about it, ain't like the rap game been producing no real beef, no real good battles, because the last one I could think of was like the Pusha T and Drake or the MGK and Eminem, and that wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Hell, how the hell Eminem lose to MGK, but he did.
He definitely lost.
Yeah.
He definitely lost. He called that his kids.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, man, I'm going to have to go back and listen to the other two because I hadn't heard them, but from the two that I did hear, the first Shaq one and then Rain Rain Go Away, I was like, okay, they're seriously going at each other. I'm thinking comparing them, but, man, these boys seriously going at each other.
Hey, the sad thing about it, the rap game need this. The rap game need these two NBA dudes doing this, but the NBA need it too because it's their offseason. I mean, you know, it's coming up. It's what the preseason now, and don't nobody really pay attention to the NBA till it get toward the All-Star game anyway.
Right. I thought, you know, to be brother, to be honest with you, I saw the portion on the Joe Budden podcast where Dan was talking about. He was like, Shaq was rapping, but Shaq not a rapper. Everybody just saw it as Shaq, as, you know, Shaq is rapping. But he was like, Dan was like, man, I'm a rapper. You know what I'm saying? And Shaq felt some kind of way about it.
Well, I ain't, but Shaq, see, Dame's tripping, though, because Shaq has some bars, though. Shaq could rap.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, so he was tripping on that. But I guess Shaq was like, oh, fuck this. I'm finna go in on your ass, man.
Go listen to You Can't Stop the Rain right now. Tell me you don't jam to it.
Man, Shaq went off on that.
Come on, man. Man. He got a song with Big, bro.
I know. And see, that's the thing, like, Dan was like, I'm in the studio with Jigga and all these. Shaq was in the studio with Legends too now, so.
Right.
That's why I want them to keep going.
This might turn into something else now.
I want them to drop 65 songs each, man.
Hey, Shaq got the time. Shaq do got the time.
He do. He got the time and the money to do that shit, so.
That's real.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to hit you up real quick, man. I'm got to move to the next topic. I just want to hit you up real quick. I'm going to call you back when I get off this thing, man. All
right, my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, man, yeah, man, that Shaq Dame Dollar, man, that shit is hilarious. So, if you ain't had a chance, go check it out. Shaq Dame. Just all you got to do, go to YouTube, type in Shaq versus Dame Dollar, and you can get into it, man. So, man, let me move on to my next topic. Soon as my computer start acting up, I got this old ass computer. Oh, here we go. It was my computer didn't want me to talk about it. So, talk about some women's wrestling, like Roman Greco wrestling. So, for Team USA, Tamara Mensah Stott, right? She makes history as the third U.S. woman to win a wrestling world title this week. So, Tamara Mensah Stott hopes to make her long-awaited Olympic debut in 2020, and now, if and when that happens, it would be as the reigning world champion. The 26-year-old from Katy, Texas, blew through Sweden's Jenny Frasens in the women's 68-kilogram, the final at the 2019 World Wrestling Championships on a Friday. I forgot that exact date because the story ain't happened like last Friday. In Nur Sultan, Kazakhstan, Mr. Stott won 8-2 to claim her first world title. Hold on, where my hand claps at? For Tamara. I would do it later, but I'm finna do it now for Tamara, man. My hand clap. Yeah. So let me say some more. Alright, so her victory means that for the first time in history, Team USA has three women freestyle world champions in the same year, as she joins Jakara Winchester, who won earlier in the week at 55 kilograms, and Adeline Gray, who won the record fifth world title in the 76-kilogram class on that Thursday. In addition, the win also pushed U.S. women up to third in the team standing with 105 points behind only Japan with 137 and Russia with 108. Mr. Stott was on the attack from the very beginning, coming at Franson, a 2016 Olympic bronze medalist, with a single leg takedown and following that up with two additional takedowns for a 6-0 lead headed into the break. So she was whooping her ass. If you don't really know what I'm talking about, she was whooping her ass. She was dooming her ass. How about that? Mensah Stott was dooming Frasen's ass. Frasen scored points on a headlock, but that would be it as Mensah Stott evaded her attempts to throw her late in the match, and the seconds ticked down on her victory. Mensah Stott isn't officially qualified for the Olympic Games in 2020 as of yet. That was going to be in Tokyo. There's no doubt that she is favored not only to make the U.S. team, but also to contend for a medal following her performances over the last year. In 2016, Mensah Stott, then just Mensah, won the U.S. Olympic team trials in her weight class, but the U.S. could not qualify a quota spot on the 69 kilogram class, so she was forced to miss her sport's biggest event. With their focus now on 2020, Mensah Stott, laser focus, because she's going to go in there and whoop some ass, is now the one to beat in her class in the U.S., with not only this year's world title, but also last year's bronze medal. her first at the World Championship. She also became the first U.S. wrestler to win three Ivan Yarigan Grand Prix titles back in January. The Wrestling World Championships continue through the weekends. They continue. So, man, Young Dooman, Tamira, remember this name, Tamira Mensah Stock. Tamira Mensah Stock made history by dooming them girls all on their neck. You know what that means. Somebody got their ass whooped by Tamira Mensah Stock. Somebody got their ass whooped by Tamira Mensah Stock. Somebody got their ass whooped. But Tamira Mensah Stock, somebody got their whoop. But Tamira Mensah Stock. Thank you. That's what's up. Hey, man, so y'all get up off y'all feet, put y'all goddamn hands together for Tamira Mensah Stock. You hear me? Yeah. Tamira. Do many girls on their neck. Myra. Do many girls on their neck. Do many ass on their neck. Why? Somebody got their ass whoop. But Myra Mensah Stock. Somebody got their ass whoop. There it is, man. So y'all show some love for the young lady, Tamira Mensah Stock, man. I love to hear stories like that. I love to read about stuff like that. I love all that. So, all right. So there was actually a boxing match this past Saturday. It's supposed to be two. Supposed to be Shields and Old Girl, and then Triple G, and then Sergey. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce Sergey's last name. Because he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 letters in his last name. And Dravenshilev, I'm going up. That's his last name. So, Sergey. But the headline is Triple G, Gennady Golovkin barely output Sergey in bloody 12-round war. So, I was supposed to watch. I pulled it up Sunday and everything to watch the damn fight. Got sidetracked with real life stuff, so. Somebody got their ass whoop. My bad. All right, so. Who needs to see Canelo Triple G the third? I don't know why they started like this. I'd much rather see Triple G and Sergey too. The two middleweights waged the bloody war of attrition Saturday night at Madison Square Garden. 12 rounds of pure violence with all the artistry of a demolition derby. You heard me? Watching these two Eastern European warriors, 37-year-old former middleweight champion from Kazakhstan and 33-year-old relative novice from Ukraine smash into each other repeatedly, only to back up and do it over and over again for 36 minutes. That's some good white people stuff, right? So, and when the scorecards were read, a unanimous decision for Triple G gave him back a sliver of the middleweight title he had lost to Canelo Alvarez in their rematch 13 months ago. The Garden crowd, which had cheered raucously for Triple G, greeted him with thundering chants of Triple G, Triple G, Triple G, as he entered the ring, now showered the arena with boos. That's how much respect Sergey in just his 15th professional fight earned from the heavy pro Triple G crowd. So that was Triple G crank. Chance, but also booze, because motherfuckers was like, man, that boy Sergey, man, what you talking about, dog? That boy Sergey, man, you got me get my high voice, man, Sergey, man. So, the most amazing thing about the fight is that it appeared it would end nearly before it started. Triple G dropped an off-balance Sergey with a series of mostly glancing blows in the first round and opened a nasty gash above his right eye with a sharp left hook in the second. But Sergey, whose only loss came to Daniel Jacobs last October, refused to be discouraged. I refuse to go down. I'm going to fight my way back to your motherfucking face. All right, so he rebounded from the early onslaught to back Triple G up in the third round and repeatedly throughout the fight. And despite bleeding heavily from the cut between his eyelid and eyebrow, an injury that caused the ringside doctor to twice hold up the start of rounds to check his fitness to continue, Sergey had his best moments in the last three rounds of the fight. Got to finish strong, right? You know what I'm talking about? The opening minute of the 10th round was his best sequence of the fight. He drove Triple G, who was never believed to have a reverse gear, backward with a series of 1-2s and appeared to have him close to a knockdown. But Triple G was saved when referee Harvey Duck got caught out of position and found himself right up against Triple G, his body virtually holding him up. Ooh, Triple G. Triple G, they're saying the referee saved you, bruh. Triple G, they're saying the referee saved you. The rounds were close, the punches too numerous to distinguish, and the damage clearly visible. By the end of the fight, Sergey sported a large red blotch on his right cheekbone, courtesy of the leakage of his split eyebrow, which also dyed Triple G's formerly white trunks a sickly pink. And Triple G had swallowed so many right hands that his left cheekbone took on the look of a peach that had been dropped repeatedly on the concrete floor. So they saying they whooped each other's ass. That's what he's saying. Judge Kevin Morgan scored the bout for Golub for Triple G 114-113. Eric Marlinsky and Frank Lombardi had it 115-112 as whoever did with this fight. So they're saying it's a close fight, but Triple G still won. But many of the rounds easily could have gone the other way. Sergey clearly has a stronger claim to a second shot at Triple G, then Triple G has a third fight with Canelo. So, man, go ahead and run that thing. Canelo's probably licking his chops a little bit, but which fight would you rather see again? That's what they're saying. So, so great was the damage to both fighters that neither was available for a post-fight press conference, but it really didn't matter. The effort in the Garden ring, which had seen the violence from the likes of Ali and Frazier, Roberto Duran and Mike Tyson, spoke louder than their words ever could. Golovkin, that's Triple G, who will turn 38 in April, has been chasing a third meeting with Canelo since losing their second fight in September 2018. His only loss of 42 fights, right? So Alvarez also dealt Golovkin the only other blemish in his 41-1 his record, then earned a draw in their first fight in September. Both fights were close and the decision's controversial. Triple G, who has shown flashes of deterioration going back to 2016 in his victories over Kell Brook and Jacobs, looked very much like a fighter past his prime and perhaps nearing the end of his career. He started slowly against Sergey, not throwing a punch for the first minute of the fight, and either after he got untracked, his punches did not seem to have their usual effect on the opponent, who was never shown a granite chin. So basically saying, oh boy, Sergey ain't really got no strong chin, but Triple G couldn't still knock him out. At the start of the 9th round, Triple G hit Sergey as hard as a man could hit another man with the right uppercut flush to the chin. But instead of wobbling, as so many of Triple G's previous opponents have, he has scored 35 knockouts in his 40 victories. Sergey fired back furiously almost immediately and was scoring heavily by the end of the round. So I got to talk to my dog Pat about this because I ain't see the fight. So I'm going to try to see the fight for myself. But that's the update. Went 12 rounds and split decision, but Triple G came out on top. So we might see. It's a good chance we're going to see another Triple G Sergey fight in the future, man. It's a good chance that's gonna happen, man. So yeah, man, I'm gonna keep y'all abreast on that shit though. Yeah, man, keep y'all abreast on Triple G Sergey fight. Really going down in the South. All right, so let me move on, man. Time constraints. I got a lot of other shit to do. So I'm looking at my shit. They got a YouTube notification talking about Antonio Brown's girlfriend is irritated about something. So all right, in real news, Allyson Felix, legend, beautiful Allyson Felix passes Usain Bolt to take the gold medal record. Like, can I, oh, this article sucks. What is NBC News? Oh, let me find another article, man. This NBC News article, they have nothing but a headline. So Allyson Felix wins a record 13th World Athletics Championship to pass Usain Bolt. So the United States showed off the speed and depth of their squad to win 3 gold medals on the final day of the World Athletics Championships. U.S. runners won the men's and women's 4x400 relays. U.S. women finished first and second in the 100-meter hurdles. USA finished with 14 gold medals. The country's result at the World Championship for 12 years in the last major global competition for the next year's Olympics in Tokyo. Neither of the relays was a close contest, with the U.S. finishing more than a second clear of Jamaica in the men's event and 3 seconds ahead of Poland in the women's race. Allyson Felix, though, legend, won a record 13th World Championship gold as part of the relay team, though she only ran in the heats. The U.S. used Dalia Muhammad and Sydney McLaughlin, the gold and silver medalists in the 400-meter hurdles on the relay team. Wrapped in the U.S. flag, Nia Ali celebrated a victory along with her 2 young children after taking gold in the 100-meter hurdles with a personal best time of 12.34, beating fellow American Kendra Harrison. The 2015 world champion, Danielle Williams, took the bronze for Jamaica. "I'm so excited for the upcoming years," Harrison said. "That was definitely a confidence booster, and I'm so thankful." So Allyson Felix, man, I want y'all to stand up like you're supposed to. Put your hands together ferociously and give a round of applause to Allyson Felix, man. Allyson Felix, Allyson Felix. Man, her thing. One time for Allyson Felix, man. I've been watching her ball out and win for a long time. So one time for Allyson Felix, man. Proud of her. Proud of her. Proud of you, young lady. And I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of seeing you ball on that track.
And it would hurt to know
if you were ever, ever lose. Pretty as the meat can be.
Said, I'm so proud, Allyson, I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of seeing you ball on that track.
Yeah. One time for Allyson Felix. And if you don't know what song I'm saying, you need to get your life together because you need to have the classics in your life. I know I can't sing like that, hit them notes like that, but damn it, I did it. And you ain't going to do nothing about it. All in your mind. You heard me? So, this next story is your boy Jay Gruden, former head coach of the Washington Redskins. You heard me? Former was fired. This morning. From my understanding, they woke him up 5:00 in the morning, brought him into the office like early hell in the morning just to fire him. Man, I'd have went off. Like, y'all bitches could have called me. Y'all could have called me and told me shit. You gonna wake me up at 5 in the morning, bring me up to the goddamn office at 5 in the morning and fire me? Y'all some hoes for that. I know we ain't winning, but y'all some hoes for bringing me, for having me, what the fuck? Y'all some hoes for having me up there this early in the goddamn morning, and then gonna fire me. You know what I'm talking about? That's some hoe shit. I would be mad. I ain't gonna lie to you. I would be mad. I'm trying to get get out of this. Okay. Let's see if it's going to work for me. I'm trying to get out of this, get back to another article. I mean, that's why I ran up on another dud article. But you know how I go, man. You know the haters, man. You know these internet haters, man. The computer haters, man. My computer be hating on me sometimes. The articles be hating on me sometimes. These haters be hating on me sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? Jay Gruden fired his Redskins. Come on, man. Let's get it together. Jay Gruden fired his Redskins head coach. Let's do this CBS thing. Oh, no, this YouTube. I don't want to do YouTube. Give me an article. Let's do the Washington Post. No, that's another video. I don't want a video. I want an article. I keep clicking on the wrong thing. So TampaBay.com. TampaBay.com. So Redskins went on the 0-5 start, which they should have because they're the Redskins. So Jay Gruden has been fired as Washington's head coach after the 0-5 start to his sixth season. And your boy Stephen A. Smith was talking about this last week that he was thinking your boy need to go. You know, I don't ever call for nobody job. I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is. I'm not disagreeing with the move or anything. Just, you know, whatever. The team announced the move today and said offensive line coach Bill Callahan will replace Gruden on an interim basis. Owner Daniel Snyder and team president Bruce Allen informed Gruden he was out early Monday morning, the day after a 33-7 loss to the New England Patriots. They knew they were going to lose like that. Shit. I had to yawn. I had to get that one out. My bad. I had to get that yawn out. So Gruden, the younger brother of Oakland Raiders and former Bucks head coach John Gruden, played quarterback at Chamberlain High School. I don't care about all that. I don't care about it. It ain't a lot of information. All we know is Gruden is out of there six seasons. It wasn't working out. It just wasn't working out. They just call it what it is. It just wasn't working out with Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden definitely ain't his brother, and John Gruden definitely ain't John Gruden. So it was subpar performances for 6 years. And it was about time for Washington to make a change. Like I said, I don't call for people's jobs to get, you know, fired. But, hey, they fired his ass. He up out of there. Fired him up. Fired him up. So he out of there. So, so Jay Gruden is gone as the Washington Redskins head coach. Like I said, Bill Callahan will replace him, and they're going to continue to lose. Especially because it's Cowboy Nation all day, every day. So that's all I wanted to rub that in somebody's face. Cowboy Nation all day, every day. So, all right, man. So the Major League Baseball playoffs are here. Hunt for Red October is among us. And it started off with on October 1st, Tuesday, October 1st, wild card between the Nationals and the Brewers. And the Nationals came away with the 4-3 victory over the Brewers to advance further into the playoffs. So, that's what happened on October 1st. October 2nd, the wild card between the Oakland Athletics and Tampa Bay Rays. And Tampa Bay Rays dropped their nuts on them boys, 5-1. So, Tampa Bay Rays advanced further into the playoffs. You heard me? So on Thursday, October 3rd, the games we had were the Braves versus the Cardinals. And then the Dodgers versus the Nationals. So this NL. My Braves lost the first game 6-7 to the Cardinals, and the Dodgers dropped their nuts on the Nationals 6-0 in the first game. So October 4th, we had four games, right? So that's Friday. So we had the Tampa Bay Rays against the Houston Astros, and the Houston Astros dropped their nuts on the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 6-2. The Braves came back with the victory over the Cardinals 3-0. The Yankees, in their first game against the Twins, beat the Twins 10-4. And the Nationals, in their first game against the Dodgers, beat the Dodgers 4-2. So this game, the Rays and Astros series, the Astros is up 0-1 at this point. The Braves and Cardinals are tied 1-1. The Yankees up 1-0. And the Nationals and Dodgers tied 1-1 at this point. This is Friday, October 4th, right? So Saturday, October 5th, the Yankees go up 2-0 on the Twins with an 8-2 victory. And then the Astros go up 2-0 over the Rays with a 3-1 victory. Sunday, the Braves go up 2-1 on the Cardinals with a 3-1 victory. And the Dodgers go up 2-1 in the series with a 10-4 victory over the Nationals. And so today, the Dodgers and the – right now the Dodgers and the Nationals are playing. They're tied 1-1 in the bottom of the fifth. The Astros fell to the Rays 10-3, so the Rays got a victory, but that series is 2-1. And my Braves lost to the Cardinals in 10 innings, 4-5, so that series is now 2-2. And the Yankees and Twins kick off in about 10 minutes. The Yankees and Twins kick off in about 10 minutes. So that's a quick update on what's going on in the MLB playoff picture. Y'all know we got college football back, you heard me? And we got to talk about it. We got to talk about this NCAA football that's, yeah. So let me get my top 25 and get this. So give us some rundowns on what happened. So Michigan beat Iowa 10-3. Florida in a hard fought good game beat Auburn 24-13. Georgia dropped their nuts on Tennessee 43-0. They had a bye. Alabama and Clemson had a bye. UCF lost to Cincinnati. UCF tripping, man. They keep losing, man. They lost to Cincinnati 24-27. Oklahoma put that thing on Kansas 45-20. Penn State beat Purdue 35-7. Wisconsin continuing their winning ways with a 48-0 victory win. But you got to talk about Wisconsin's running back Jonathan Taylor. He had 19 carries, 186 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Also, 3 receptions, 29 yards, and 1 touchdown. So, 5 total touchdowns. Definitely a Heisman candidate. So, LSU beat Utah State 42-6, what they should have. So, it's going to be a great matchup this coming Saturday with LSU versus Florida. I'm here for it. It's in Baton Rouge, and I'm here for that. Texas Tech beat Oklahoma State 45-35 in that Big 12 shootout, which they don't play defense. Number 11, Texas beat West Virginia 42-31, Big 12. Notre Dame beat Bowling Green 52-0. Ohio State beat Michigan State. That was the night game, 34-10. SMU beat Tulsa 43-37. SMU is actually ranked number 24. Oregon, number 13, they ranked number 13. They beat Cal 17-7. Number 16, Boise State beat UNLV 38-13. Number 15, Washington beat Stanford. Actually, number 15, Washington lost to Stanford 23-13. Like I said, Arizona State, number 18, Arizona State, that was on the bye week. Clemson was on the bye week. Texas A&M was on the bye week. Utah was on the bye week. Virginia was on the bye week. And Wake Forest was on the bye week. So that's the AP Top 25. Let me go to that Mid-Eastern Athletic. So like I told you, FAMU beat North Carolina Central 28-21. I don't know how Howard allowed this. Howard got drugged by Harvard 62-17. That's probably why Kalen Newton won the But fuck all that. Howard lost to Harvard 62-17. North Carolina A&T beat Norfolk State handedly 58-19. Bethune-Cookman beat Morgan State 31-20. And South Carolina State beat Delaware State 38-24. That's the Mid-Eastern Athletic. Let's see what should they give me this SWAC. So in the SWAC, Grambling State beat Jackson State 44-21. Alcorn State beat Alabama State 35-7. Texas Southern lost to Alabama A&M 35-28. Mississippi Valley State beat Virginia Lynchburg 31-23. Arkansas Pine Bluff beat Lane
45 to 38. See what other. That's about it, man. That's about it. So it was some good games, some bad games. You know, Miami lost a close game. They tried to come back against Virginia Tech, but Miami actually lost that game. I think it was 42-35 was the Miami. Hold on, I'm in the wrong thing. I need FBS. Yeah, all FBS. Miami lost to Virginia Tech 42-35. It was an interesting game. Miami mounted a comeback in the fourth quarter. Miami actually scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. So going into the fourth quarter, Virginia Tech was up 28-14. Virginia Tech scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. Miami scored 21 in the fourth quarter, but they needed 28. They didn't get it. What's other notable games that we need to know about? That's about it, man. That's about it. So that's a little update on week 6 of college football. So we know the NHL season has started. And NHL season started on October 2nd. So I'll bring up speed on scores on that. So the Senators fell to the Maple Leafs 5-3, which was the first game. Also, we had the Capitals versus the Blues, and the Capitals pulled out a 3-2 victory over the Blues. We had the Oilers, the Edmonton Oilers, over the Vancouver Canucks, and the Canucks fell 2-3 to the Oilers. Vegas, Golden Knights against the San Jose Sharks, the Golden Knights pulled out a 4-1 victory. That was on Wednesday. Thursday, the 3rd, we had the Canadiens against the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes pulled out a 4-3 victory. The Sabres, they played the Penguins, and the Sabres pulled out a 3-1 victory over the Penguins. We had the Panthers versus the Lightning. My team, Tampa Bay, that's my Lightning sound. So the Lightning beat the Panthers 5-2. We also had the Rangers versus the Jets, and the Rangers beat the Jets 6-4. We had the Predators versus the Wild. The Predators beat the Wild 5-2. We had the Bruins versus the Stars. The Bruins beat the Stars 2-1. Flames versus the Avalanche. Avalanche have a 5-3 victory, and the Ducks over the Coyotes. The Ducks won 2-1 over the Coyotes. Yeah. I keep yawning. That's my second yawn. I ain't going to yawn no more. I ain't going to promise you that. I'm lying. So, on Friday the 4th, we had the Flyers versus the Blackhawks, and the Flyers beat the Blackhawks 4-3. The Capitals versus the Islanders. The Capitals have a 2-1 victory over the Islanders. The Jets versus the Devils. The Jets beat the Devils 5-4. Maple Leafs versus the Blue Jackets. The Maple Leafs won 4-1. The Golden Knights versus the Sharks. They played again. That's what I talked about. Yeah, they played again. Golden Knights played the Sharks again on the 4th. And the Golden Knights won again 5-1. Saturday the 5th, the Canadiens beat the Maple Leafs 6-5. The Rangers beat the Senators 4-1. The Hurricanes beat the Capitals 3-2. The Sabres beat the Devils 7-2. The Blue Jackets fell to the Penguins 7-2. The Lightning, they fell to the Panthers 4-3. The Stars fell to the Blues 2-3. The Red Wings with a victory over the Predators 5-3. The Avalanche with a victory over the Wild 4-2. The Bruins got a 1-0 victory over the Coyotes. The Ducks got a 3-1 victory over the Sharks. The Oilers with the 6-5. Victory over the Kings, the LA Kings. And the Flames, Calgary Flames, got that 3-0 victory over Vancouver Canucks. So yesterday, the Lightning, come on, man. Tampa Bay Lightning fell to the Hurricanes, to the Carolina Hurricanes, 4-3. The Red Wings beat the Stars, 4-3. And the Islanders beat the Jets, 4-1. So as of right now, in the second period, we have the Sabres versus the Blue Jackets. That matchup is tied at 2-2. That's in the second period. And also the Maple Leafs versus the Blues in the second period. As of right now, Maple Leafs have a 2-1 victory over the Blues. So that's that hockey. That's that hockey update. So let's talk about some football now. Talk about some NFL football. bring you up to speed on what happened in NFL in week 5, you hear me? As we move along from this hockey. The Texans put that thing on the Falcons, 53-32. My boys, man, I'm sad. My boys, Cowboys, we lost to the Packers, man. 34-24. We lost, dog. I'm sad, but we still going to Super Bowl. So anybody don't like it, they can kiss ass. We still going to Super Bowl. I'm going to win the Super Bowl. As of right now, Monday Night Football, the Browns are losing to the 49ers 7-0 in the first quarter. The game pretty much just started. Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. Very interesting game, Thursday night game. Russell Wilson did his thing. The Cardinals beat the Bengals. The Cardinals finally get a victory. 26-23. I still don't believe in that shit they got going on over there. Bills beat the Titans 14-7. A lot of people are saying, man, if your boy wouldn't have got knocked out the game, man, they would have won. Yeah, that was Josh Allen's fault. He got knocked out the game. The Raiders beat the Bears 24-21. The Buccaneers lost to the Saints 34-24. Vikings actually beat the Giants 28-10. Let's see what your boy did. Daniel Jones, he went 21 for 38, 182 yards, a pick, and a touchdown. So, you know, they act like Daniel Jones, the next greatest thing coming. The Eagles beat the Jets 31-6. The Ravens beat the Steelers 26-23 in overtime. That boy Lamar Jackson, come on now, bring it up, pick it up now. So that boy Lamar Jackson, he went 19 for 28, 161 yards, one touchdown, three picks. So that wasn't the best, but they still got the victory. Patriots beat the Redskins 33-7. Tom Brady, where did he go? Come on now, low. Brady went 28 for 42, 348 yards, three touchdowns, one pick. So that's what happened with that. The Jaguars fell to the Panthers 34-27. The Broncos beat the Chargers 20-13. And the Colts beat the Chiefs 19-13. What that boy Mahomes did. Jacoby Brissett, he went 18 for 29, 151 yards. He had a pick. That boy Pat Mahomes went 22 for 39, 321 yards, one touchdown. But the Colts still got the victory over that. So, and the NBA, the WNBA finals are here as well. Come on, man, give me some scores, man. Let me go back, see where we at. All right, so. Game one of the WNBA Finals, the Mystics beat the Sun 95-86. Watch the Mystics and the Sun. I can't remember. Chicago Sun or something. I might be all off with that shit, but don't take me to the bank on that. But Elena Della Dunn had 22 points, 5 assists, 10 rebounds. For the Mystics, C. Williams had 26 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. So Della Dunn led her team to that game one victory over the Sun. The Sun came back on the October 1st, though, with a 99-87 victory over the Mystics to tie the series up. So then the Mystics came back with the 94-81 victory over the Sun to take that 2-1 lead, and that leads us to game four, which is game four is tomorrow night, Mystics versus the Sun. Game four tomorrow night. So man, y'all make sure y'all tune in. Support the motherfucking WNBA. Alright, so the Bleacher Report released its NBA all-time top 50 players. And AI wasn't on this list. And I'm trying my best to go through the list as quick as possible. But AI had a problem with it being on the list. And anybody who knows anything real about basketball got a problem with AI not being on this list. So let's see who's on this list over AI. So they got Rick Barrett, number 50. They say he's the 50 greatest. Out of all 50 players, Rick Barrett is number 50. Who it is? What's happening? I don't know what happened. I'm getting all type of updates and stuff. I'm a fizzy phone. I'm a fizzy phone. So, all right. So Rick Barrett is number 50. Oh, come on, this thing going slow. Elvin Hayes is 49. Walt Frazier 48. Come on. Isaiah Thomas is 47. 46 is Pau Gasol. I don't see how you put Pau over AI, but okay. I ain't never seen Pau lead a team to the finals, but okay. George Gervin at 45. Ray Allen at 44. I don't have a problem with Ray being on top 50, but how AI can't be on top 50? AI is one of the top 50 best players in all-time NBA history. Reggie Miller is 43. Kawhi Leonard is 42. Could have put AI in over him. Even though Kawhi baller now. Don't get it twisted, Kawhi baller. 41 is Paul Pierce. 40 is Adrian Dantley. I don't even know who this is yet. AI stats better than his. Just put it like that. AI stats are better than Dantley's. Bill Walton is 39. They must just don't like AI. 38 is Patrick Ewing. 37 is Manu Ginobili. AI could have went over him, but, you know. 36 is Russell Westbrook. Westbrook a baller, but AI need to be on this list. 35, Steve Nash. Come on, man. Y'all put Steve Nash, but you're not going to put AI? Fuck out of here, man. This list, come on, man. Fuck out of here, man. Ain't no way in hell Steve Nash had a better career than AI. Come on, man. Kevin McHale is 34. Jason Kidd is 33. 32 is Clyde Drexler. 31 is Dolph. Some white dude named Dolph. Skayes. AI could have went in over him. He averaged 18 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. Yeah, all right. Better than AI, my ass. 30 is Bob Pettit. 29, John Stockton. You know, Stockton the baller. Stockton get his respect. Ain't no disrespect to John Stockton. I just seen about 2-3 people AI could have went in, especially Chris Paul. How do you put Chris Paul on top 50 all the time, but you don't put AI? Y'all tripping. Come on, man. What's Chris Paul's greatest accomplishment? Chris Paul a baller, but how has Chris Paul balling had a better career than AI? He hasn't. You got James Harden at 27. James Harden hadn't had a better career than AI. 26, John Havlicek. 25, Scottie Pippen. 24, Elgin Baylor. 23, Moses Malone. I'm just saying, Bleacher Report, y'all full of shit, though. 22 is Julius Erving. 21 is Dwayne Wade. 20 is Karl Malone. Stay moving slow. 19, Charles Barkley, the round mound of rebounds. 18 is Jerry West. 17, Dirk Nowitzki. I'm on now. Kevin Garnett, 16. Kevin Durant is 15. Kobe is 14. It's kind of low for Kobe. Now, people don't be showing Kobe no respect. 13 is Hakeem the Dream, Olajuwon. 12 is David Robinson. Kobe could go ahead of David Robinson. Let's stop playing. Number 11, the big O, Oscar Robinson. Number 10, Steph Curry. Steph, man, all right, whatever. But AI not on here? Not saying Steph Curry can't be on here, but AI, I'm taking AI over Steph any day. Any day. Taking AI over Steph. AI played in the time when motherfuckers could actually play defense. We already know if you play defense on Steph, he ain't talking about that. Number 9 is Wilt Chamberlain. Number 8 is Bill Russell. Number 7, Tim Duncan. Number 6 is Shaq. Dame Dollar. 6 is Shaq. 5, Magic Johnson. 4 probably going to be Larry. Hold up. 5, Okay, 5 was Larry Bird. I skipped. All right, so 5 was Larry Bird. 4 is Magic Johnson. 3 is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Well, who was number 2? 2 is LeBron James, and number 1 is Michael Jordan. This is the Bleacher Report's list. It's not no real authentic NBA real list. This is the Bleacher Report list, but the reason why I'm going in is to get my warm-up for this weekly rant, man, because anybody who thinks Allen Iverson ain't one of the 50 best NBA players of all time, your ass need to stop fucking talking about basketball. You need to stop talking about sports, period. Allen Iverson deserves to be on any top list when you're talking about the best NBA players of all time. Allen Iverson did some wonderful shit, and he led his team to the finals. He did amazing shit. Like, the teams would have been trash without AI. I'm just saying, he got the stats, everything. Everything. Now, y'all got cats on this list who can't carry AI's shoes, man. Yeah, just be real. Y'all got cats on this list who literally can't carry AI shoes. But y'all got them on this list for some reason. But, all right, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all do y'all thing, man. Y'all do y'all thing, whatever, man. But I'm just saying, if you believe Allen Iverson ain't one of the 50 best NBA players of all time, your ass might be on that dope. There's a good chance you're on that dope. You're on that dope. You're on that dope. So, that's all I'm saying, man. I got to look sideways at the Bleacher Report. I got to look sideways at the Bleacher Report for anything y'all do from here on out, because y'all talking about AI and one of the 50 best players in NBA history. Alright. But anyway, man, let's move on to some real shit. Bleacher Report, I don't know what the fuck they talk about on this. So, the Clarissa Shields Ivana Haberzin's fight was canceled because Haberzin's trainer got sucker punched, and I think he was sent to the hospital. So let's read. 2-time Olympic gold medalist Clarissa Shields was slated to enjoy one of the biggest weekends of her young and wildly successful boxing career as she returned to her native Flint, Michigan, aiming to claim a title in a third different weight class when she battles Ivana Haberzin on this past Saturday for the vacant WBO junior middleweight title. And she was, you know, she going for trying to be the fastest over Loma, right? So, the weekend went horribly awry earlier Friday when a member of Shields' entourage, or so they say, sucker punched scheduled opponent Ivana Haberzin's trainer ahead of the weigh-ins for their fight. Now, Shields' attempt to win the title in a third different weight class is officially canceled as Haberzin's trainer Bashir Ali is on his way. Is on his way to Detroit to undergo facial surgery. So they rocked his ass. Showtime's officials confirmed the main event bout is off to CBS Sports. Still, the rest of the scheduled card will go ahead without Shields and Haberzin for the vacant WBO junior middleweight title. Jerron Ennis and Demian Fernandez and Jermaine Franklin versus Pavel Sauer now will not headline the event. Anybody trying to see that? So that was last Saturday. Prior to the official weigh-ins taking place on Friday, the altercation broke out between a person associated with Shields and Ali. The two were eventually separated from one another, but according to NBC 25 in Flint, the person from Shields' team later sucker-punched Ali. Police confirmed to the news outlet that one suspect has been taken into custody and Ali has been taken to a local hospital to receive treatment for injuries suffered in the attack. This is a tweet from Jonathan Deutsch. I don't know. Here's what I captured at Shields has been weighing. Ali Bashir Ali Hasbin's trainer was in an argument with someone affiliated with Clarissa Shields as they were testing the scale for weigh-ins. 10-ish minutes later, he was sucker punched from behind. He was taken to a hospital. So let me play this video real quick. See what they give us. See what they show. See if it's just something. There's a minute 11 clip, and they're doing a weigh-in. Clarissa Shields looking good. I ain't even gonna lie. And you can see some kind of argument thing happening, or see people talking. And Clarissa Shields. You see some people talking aggressively. I guess it's Ali's trainer. I mean, Habazin's trainer, I guess. And people talking aggressively. I'm guessing that's Ali. Then some dude's being pushed away. And this is behind the thing. And so people squaring off. People squaring off. Uh-oh, they didn't put their sets up. They're squaring up on each other. And... oh, Ali is on the ground. So they ain't really show the sucker punch, but Ali is on the ground. So what you were hearing in the background is the aftermath. Ali is a black dude. He got sucker punched, and he's taken off from the stretcher. And he looked like they rocked his ass. Not saying that in a disrespectful way, but, you know. So you can see, like, in this picture, you got Habitant on the phone crying. Her trainer was just sucker punched from behind. So Shields went live on social media to discuss the situation and placed the onus on Habazin to go ahead with the fight, suggesting she could fly another coach in from Croatia. Michael Benson, this is a tweet from Michael Benson, said Clarissa Shields gives her side of the story after opponent Ivana Habazin's coach was sucker punched at their weigh-in today. Shields still wants the fight to go ahead. Her name is Ivana, no excuses, so I'm hoping we don't have none. So let me play this video real quick.
Her name is Yvonne, no excuses, so hopefully we don't have none. I'm quite sure she has another coach that she can fly in. And nothing happened to her. Something happened to her coach, sadly. But other than that, I don't know. It's so crazy how the rules work, but she don't even have to make weight now. From the situation that happened and the stress and everything, I understand them giving her the wheel and saying, like, oh, she got 7 pounds to be whatever she want to be. That's cool with me because at the same time, I'm sorry about what happened. And it's stressful. But what happened to my coach, hell, I would have said that's the way in too. Her coach was being real, real disrespectful, but that still don't make it all right to whatever happened. My sister, as y'all can see in the video, she's a stud. But she's gay, and he just was like doing it to her face. And he was like, "Bitch, I'll show you in a minute." He kept saying it over and over again. Like when I walked off, he was still saying it to her. I didn't tell nobody in my who was with me to do anything. Like I said, it wasn't nobody from my team. I rolled off females except for my boyfriend. But when he was sitting there calling my sister,
she's talking about me about her boyfriend.
Look at him, and I said, "Sir, this ain't the place to be doing that." Because one, I can't control nobody but myself. And after that, I got off the scale, I stepped off, and I went in the bathroom. So, and I even told my sister, like, sit your ass down. Sit down. What are you with? First of all, look, quit thinking y'all attorneys on here. I can tell her the fuck I want to say. Look, if one of the girls who was with me, is she knocking people out? Can you? I don't think I can knock out a man. Right. Like I said, so I'm gonna get on here and just let it be known that I don't condone that kind of stuff, and I don't tell nobody to do that kind of crap. And like I said, I roll with all females. Tell this bitch on my squad is me. Period. But I wish him a speedy recovery. I hope that Ivana is in good spirits, and I hope that, you know, like she said, no excuses. She comes to the fight. Ain't no way in hell I want to get this fight up. And even for her, just for what happened to her coach, she should be mad as hell, and she should be ready to fight.
Right, so that's Shields' side of the story. Y'all hear that? So the thing is, like, whoever hit dude need their ass whooped. Like, why are you messing up these ladies' fight like that? this. Like, it ain't even between you like that. Like, so she's saying her side that Ali was very disrespectful to other females and saying it showed them, according to her, what she's saying. I'm not saying that's the truth, but that's what she said. But the fight is canceled. Clarissa Shields is chance to move up to earn 3 belts in a short amount of time is delayed. And it's some fuck shit, the bullshit. Whoever hit Ali need they ass whooped. Like, why would you do this? Why would you jeopardize the whole fight, the whole atmosphere? Like, who are you? Like, the person who hit him, who the hell are you? And what's your relation to this fight? Like, come on, man. Folks got to start being smarter. Stop doing nigga shit. So Shiz is saying, it's all females with her except her boyfriend. So she cheating on me. So it's all good. But this is the fight I was looking forward to. Looking forward to giving the results. I was looking forward to seeing the fight. So when I woke up Sunday morning, you know, go to Daily Motion to see the fight, it went on. And then I found out that, man, the damn fight was canceled because the motherfucker did knock the motherfucker out. So I'm like, who the fuck got knocked the fuck out? Now, the trainer. How the trainer got knocked out? And they're saying somebody from Shields is canceled. Shields is saying it's not somebody from her camp because she all females except her dude. Lucky ass nigga. But all females except her dude. So who was the person that knocked Ali down to the ground? Who was the person that swung on Ali, got the sucker punch on Ali to mess up the goddamn fight? Whoever that person is, need they motherfucking ass. Well, why are you this emotionally invested in this? You're not even in the ring, person. Person. You're not even in the fight, person. And you want to swing on the old man. Because Ali ain't no young pup. Ali an old dude. But that's that bullshit, though, man. That's that straight bullshit. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why that, like, you should be thinking, well, maybe I don't want to, even if, let's just say hypothetically, the person is from Shields' camp. You'll be thinking, I don't want to mess up Clarissa's fight. Point blank period. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't want to mess up Clarissa's fight. But whoever this fucktard is, messed the fucking fight up. And now the optics are bad because it's looking like somebody from Shields' camp did this, and she's saying that it didn't. I don't know. I don't have all the details. Of course, you know, I'm going to get more details on it, but come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all messed up a perfectly good fight. Now, in the end, we all know that Ivana going to get her ass whooped in the ring, actually in the ring by Clarissa Shields. Like, we know Clarissa Shields is going to win this boxing match. I really don't think it's a female out there right now in her weight class or whatever that can mess with Clarissa. So we knew Clarissa was going to win, but come on, man. Come on with the bullshit, man. Y'all got to stop with the bullshit, man. Y'all got to do better, man. You got these grown-ass men who can't control their emotions. Like, we still here. We still in time and place where grown-ass men can't control their goddamn emotions. Really? This is where we still in life. Like, grown men can't control their emotions. You're not even in the fight. What are you so mad about? Like, how are you more mad than the female he talking shit to? How are you more mad than the woman he's talking shit to? But you take it upon yourself to put your hands on this man and mess up the fight. All right, whatever, man. Y'all need y'all ass whooped. Y'all need y'all ass whooped. Like, if I'm Clarissa and I find out who it is, and if it's somebody that I do know, I'm putting hands on you. That's just me. If I'm Clarissa, that's just me. I'm definitely putting hands on you, and you're going to have to see me, because the things, like, it's unnecessary. It's very, very, very unnecessary for this to have to go down, for this to happen, for the fight to be messed up, for all of this to turn out this way, which with this lady putting so much into her to her career, man. Clarissa live, man. Clarissa is live. You know, I've been talking about Clarissa on this show for a long time, since the beginning of it. And then here we are, man. Here we are with this piece, where we are with her on the brink of making history, and some fuckboy want to go swing on the trainer from Ivana's. They swung on Ivana's trainer, which is some bullshit, man. It's just some straight bullshit. Like, I don't get it, man. I truly don't get it. I don't understand these grown-ass people with these fragile-ass egos and these fragile-ass emotional states who can't control their motherfucking selves, who always end up in positions and things like this because they some bitches, man. That's some whole shit. It's a real whole shit. And if I'm Clarissa, I am pissed. And somebody gonna get their ass. Well, if I know you, if I was Clarissa and I knew the person and I found out that the person was either in my camp or I know you, oh, you getting fucked up. You getting fucked up because you fucked my shit up. So I can't fuck your shit up. Like, you messing up legitimate stuff, money and positioning in boxing and all these things, positions in history. See, because Clarissa is going to go down as one of the greatest female boxers of all time. Right? She's going to go down as one of the greatest female boxers of all time. But God damn, dog, why does controversy have to exist? Why does this have to exist for some grown-ass dude who can't control his goddamn emotions, man? Y'all need to get y'all life together. Y'all some bitches. Whoever did this, you was a bitch, and I said it. You was a straight bitch, and I said it. You're going to sucker punch an old man. If anybody should have been wanting to do that, should have been the woman he was talking shit to. But some old-ass dude, you going to sucker punch, man. Come on, man. Fuck out of here, man. Whoever did this, man, your ass ain't invited back to nothing ever again. And if I was Clarissa and I knew the person, I find out who the person is, you're getting hands put on you. You definitely getting hands put on you because this shit is just uncalled for. It's just uncalled for, man. And you got to get your life together, man. You got to do better than that. And because you're not doing better, that's why you're going to have a lot of losses in your life for doing dumb shit like that. And that's all I got to say about that. I'm moving on to my second weekly rant, man, my second part of my weekly rant, because I'm mad for Clarissa. I fucks with Clarissa. I'm a Clarissa Shields supporter, man. And I wanted to see my homegirl. That's my homegirl. I want to see my homegirl win another belt, man. Of course, Ivana won. We all know Ivana wasn't going to beat Clarissa. But here we go. Here this bullshit go, and these motherfuckers here, man. Stupid ass niggas, man. Nigga shit. Stop with the niggatry. The niggatry, until the niggatry stop, black people gonna keep loose. Point blank. Stupid ass nigga, man. All right, so the second part of this weekly rant goes to the University of Kansas and whoever invited Snoop Dogg to perform. So apparently Snoop performed at the opening night for the basketball team, like late night opening thing for the basketball team. And I mean, Snoop was Snoop. Snoop had three songs dropping like a hot. Some other songs. He had strippers. Yeah, like they weren't getting naked, but white girls on pole dancing. It's a classic Snoop performance. Then the AD gonna have to come out and apologize for Snoop's performance. If I was Snoop, I get online with like, well, you know what? You motherfuckers don't bring me back. It ain't like I need University of Kansas. Kansas needs Snoop. Kansas trash anyway, across the board. But hey, they brought Snoop out. Now the AD wanna apologize. I'm sorry for bringing Snoop Dogg out for Snoop. Because Snoop, he had Let me just read. Kansas is under a lot of scrutiny these days after recently receiving a notice of allegations from the NCAA alleging big rule violations by the basketball team. That's one of the reasons why the AD came out with the apology, because Kansas is already under the microscope for here fucking up. Right? But it was under the microscope for a different reason Friday night in Lawrence, Kansas, thanks to a performance at the late night fall kickoff event by legendary rapper Snoop Dogg. Don't invite Snoop and don't expect Snoop to be Snoop, motherfuckers, right? In front of 16,300 fans at Allen Fieldhouse, Snoop Dogg closed out the night by performing apparently unedited versions of several hits, including, I don't understand why they unedited. These are adults. This college, these adults. If it's late night, leave your motherfucking kids home, right? So he performed Gin and Juice, the next episode, and Drop It Like It's Hot. And he had White Girls on Poles dance, right? He wore a Kansas jersey that said Snoop on the back. And even, and this wasn't a bad thing, but they had the little fake machines. They were shooting fake money into the stands and all these things. They're trying to make a big deal out of the money being shot to the stands, right? It's just some, which is some white people shit. Just piling on some straight, dumbass white people shit. So afterwards, Kansas athletic director Jeff Long apologized for the whole thing via statement. I'm finna give you his voice. We apologize to anyone who was offended by the Snoop Doggity Dog performance at late night. We made it clear to the entertainer's manager that we expected a clean version of the show and took additional steps to communicate to our fans, including moving the artist to the final act of the evening to ensure that no basketball activities would be missed if anyone did not want to stay for his show. Which means you knew what he was finna get into. That's what that means. If you moved it to the end because you thought, hey, man, maybe some people might not want to see this Snoop Dogg because you knew what it was about to go down, right? I take full responsibility for not thoroughly vetting all details of the performance and offer my personal apology to those who were offended. We strive to create a family atmosphere in Kansas and fell short of that this evening. Yeah, you fucked up. Don't invite Snoop. Rappers like Snoop, if you don't expect them to give you what they give you, you know goddamn well what type of music Snoop Dogg make. Don't tell me you don't know. And then, obviously, your ass didn't take enough steps to make sure the shit was edited. But see, motherfuckers, performers, speakers, entertainers, all these people, they think twice before going to college campuses because these colleges are on this PC shit. These colleges be treating these grown-ass kids like they little-ass high school, middle school motherfuckers. And then you get some shit like this. Because if I'm Snoop, I don't know. They have to talk me off the ledge of going, grabbing my phone and being like, fuck you, Kansas. Fuck you. Y'all know exactly what y'all was getting into. You know exactly what I do. You know I drop my nuts on these holes like this. You know what it is. Come on, man. If I was Snoop, somebody would seriously... See, that's why I need a good woman in my life. I'm single too, ladies. I'm single, by the way. You see this muscle. But I need a good woman in my life because somebody definitely going to have to be talking me off the ledges when people make me mad and I just want to go off on motherfuckers because if I was Snoop, I'd be like, man, fuck Kansas, man. That's why y'all ass garbage anyway, right? Anybody want a motherfucker die? I don't know why I did. Well, I just saw a picture of Trick Daddy, so that's why I did that. But fuck Kansas with this dumb shit. Fuck the AD of Kansas with this dumb shit, too. Come on, man. Jeff Long, you definitely dropped the ball. You definitely dropped the ball. So y'all didn't have, like, a good meeting when y'all was like, hey, I think I want to bring Snoop Dogg to perform in front of the fans for the late-night basketball thing. Somebody should like, hey, well, maybe you shouldn't invite Snoop. You know what type of music he makes. Maybe y'all should have invited Lecrae or Chance the Rapper or somebody who has a lighter set. We all know what Snoop do. Snoop talk about these hoes, this money, and all that bullshit and smoking weed. That's what Snoop rap about. Snoop been saying bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks since the early 90s. And y'all want to bring Snoop out there and act like Snoop ain't supposed to do what Snoop do. Nah, bitch, Snoop doing what Snoop do. Y'all ain't bringing the edited versions. Y'all fucked up on that. That's why you dumbass apologize. Stop inviting people like that to your campus and then have to apologize. If you would have invited somebody a little different, guess what? You wouldn't be in this predicament, but you come with the dumb shit, though. Come on, man. Stop with this. It's complete. 100% everybody in Kansas fault who was a part of bringing Snoop out there. You shouldn't have brought him out there. Shouldn't have invited Snoop. And if I was Snoop, I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back. Man, really, really, really? Come on, man. I got to stop with the dumb shit. What's Jeff Long? Jeff Long, you surely fucked up. You surely fucked up. But the biggest part about it is you inviting motherfuckers out there who you expect to be PC. Like, you invited motherfuckers out there like you don't know what Snoop make. Like I just said, Snoop been talking about these hoes since the early 90s. What you expect? You expect Snoop to do something different?
No, man, Snoop out here talking about these hoes, man. That's what Snoop talked about. These hoes, money, dropping his nuts, dragging his nuts across these motherfuckers' face, and smoking weed. That's what Snoop be rapping about. Go listen to Doggy Style. So the songs with gin and juice rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice. The next episode, la-da-da-da-da, it's the motherfucking D-R-E, Dr. Dre, Lil Buster, and then drop it like it's hot. Do 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 do. Talking about what's that white spilling down your throat? Come on, man, y'all. Come on, man, y'all. Y'all completely dropped the ball in this. And if you're gonna invite Snoop, let Snoop be Snoop, and don't try to censor Snoop, especially on the college campus with motherfucking adults. And if you push it to late night, 12 o'clock, late at night, then you expect motherfuckers to be Snoop. What you expecting? What you expecting? Then y'all mad. Then you like, well, he was shooting fake money in the crowd with the gun. And? Is that a bad thing? And? Fuck out of here, Kansas, man. That's why y'all ass ain't winning shit. Because you're dumb as shit. Y'all stupid as fuck. That's why you ain't winning, because you're stupid. Get your life together. Get your priorities together. And maybe y'all asses can win something. But as long as y'all keep doing dumb shit like this, you ain't gonna never win nothing, because you're fucking stupid, Kansas. Come on, man. Be smart. Stop being retards. Be smart. Be better at your life. Be better at how you conduct your business. Be better at how you invite guests to your school, to your grown-ass college school, grown-ass college people. And if the parents kept their kids in there, then the kids wanted to hear about them nutsacks then, huh? That's how it was. Fuck out of here, Kansas, with that dumb shit. That's why your dumbass AD apologizing about the dumbass decision they made. But shout out to Snoop. Keep doing you, Snoop. Don't let nobody change you. You've been doing what you've been doing for the longest, the most popular rapper of all time. Keep making the music you make. Keep doing what you do. Except stop them gospel albums. So I ain't gonna lie. Stop them gospel albums. But other than that, do what you do, Snoop. Fuck y'all, Kansas. That shit's stupid. Y'all stupid. Jeff Long, you stupid. Everything y'all did was stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. That's why y'all asses is always, almost, and most of the time. Even though Kansas will win some shit every now and then, they ain't completely Michigan State. But y'all with the dumb shit, man. Stop with the dumb shit, man. Hey, man. I'm Joseph Ward. This right here is the Fix Sports Podcast. Coming fresh off my weekly rant, getting on Kansas AD dumbass and whoever the motherfucker that sucker punched. Ivana's Clarissa Shields opponent's trainer, that person need they ass whooped. Hey, remember the website is www.freedomtrainradio.com. Every Monday you get the Fix Sports Podcast brought to you by your boy right here, Joseph Ward. Hey man, the realest coming straight from the side, going down. Shout out to FAMU for winning homecoming. See my little tight ass FAMU homecoming shirt that I got on. I had to put it on for the podcast. See the muscle. It's gonna get bigger though. It's gonna get bigger though. It's gonna get bigger though. Hey man, remember, catch us on Stitcher, catch us on Radio Public, catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Our Heart, everywhere you get your podcast. We out here. YouTube, everywhere we out here. You know, drop me a clip. Last week, my video, I forgot to record my video, so I couldn't put it up on Patreon, but y'all make sure y'all support your homeboy on Patreon at patreon.com/thefix. For all my patrons, the patrons get the video. The regular people, y'all get the audio, but the patrons get the video. So if you want to get the video, you want to see me over here wilding, because I know you hear me, but you got to see this shit, because this shit is hilarious that I be up here doing. So if you want to see this shit, become a patron for a little less a dollar on patreon.com/thefix, where we get down, stay down, be down. One time for Enigma September, one time for Patrick Irvin. And shout out to my homegirl Shelby Davis. She finna start her podcast, Shelby's World, right here on the Freedom Train Network in a couple weeks. So we're gonna have her on the Freedom Train Podcast series this upcoming Sunday. So y'all make sure y'all listen in. Remember, the Freedom Train Podcast series come out every Wednesday. And this week we have a media mogul in the making, Patrice Rush, that's going to be on the show, so make sure y'all tune in. But how it is, when it is, where it is, we get down, stay down, be down. Hey, man, two fingers in the air like a player, because y'all know we just don't motherfucking kick, and that means I am up out of here. Tell him, Ali, what it is.
I am the greatest.
You heard me?
I call the president. President, we need a National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots.
So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
On the ball. Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from the Air Force. There's no one that can.